So we've had this change in the weather from a lot of rain yesterday and today a lot of wind. And it's reminding me of a practice that's from that same main Satipatthana Sutta, the teaching about mindfulness, about recognizing the body as part of nature. So recognizing the elements that we experience in the air and the sun, the earth, the water, as actually the elements that comprise our body. At the time of the Buddha, it was very like outdoor kind of society, you could say. And they would, when Buddha would give people instructions in meditation, usually tell them to go to the root of a tree and sit and practice. So trees were forests, bamboo groves were a big part of the kind of landscape there. And in fact, even now in Buddhist temples, particularly in Sri Lanka, there's a sacred bo tree. So when the Buddha was enlightened, he was sitting under a particular kind of tree, the Bodhi tree or bo tree. And now every temple has one of these trees, which is a beautiful tree, sort of venerated. In fact, in Sri Lanka, in one temple, Anuradhapura, they have like the oldest version of this tree. The original one was in India, northern India, and then it got burned down. But before it was killed, a piece of it was taken to Sri Lanka. So then this one grew. Now it's, 2,500 years old. And then they took a piece from that tree and took it back to India. So then now that tree is like back again too. So there's a way in which there was a connection to the earth that maybe in 21st century kind of industrialized nations we might have lost a little bit. Although I understand in Finland there's kind of a movement of back to nature and connection to the earth and maybe some pagan nature-based rituals and things like this. So maybe this practice will help you in your connection to the earth. So this is a slightly different practice in that we're going to be really examining the object of the body in different ways. So if you prefer to just stick with the awareness and relationship to the object, that's totally fine. You could just see if you can let my voice be in the background. The general premise of this is that in the ancient scientific system, the human body and everything actually was supposed to be comprised of four different elements. So earth, air, fire, water. And the earth is like solidity. So a sense of solidity and hardness that we find in the body. And the body itself is made up of minerals. So like the teeth, you can feel the hardness, the calcium, the bones, stuff like that. Then the air we can feel in the breath. Every time we breathe, we are connecting to the air and we are living dependent on the air. We need to have air entering and leaving our body all the time or we'll die. The water, so we drink water and then we let go of water through sweat, urination, tears. So water is a big element of what comprises our body, and we can feel into the liquid nature of the body. And then this heat element. So the heat, it comes from the sun. We can feel also a warmth or a coolness in the body. So similar to how the earth is warm or cool, we can feel this different ways. So now those of you who are scientists probably, we have a designation and Western science of, 200 elements, something like this. But this one simplifies it down to these four. And if you want, you could consider it like a sense of solidity, like the hardness, a sense of liquidity, like the water, a sense of the gaseousness, the air, and then a sense of energy, the heat. So we'll kind of go through and feel this in the body, segment by segment. And in all of them, what we're trying to recognize is that the body is made up of nature. Like our body, we are a part of nature. So recognize ourselves as a part of nature, as animals that are supported by nature and actually returned to nature, or fed by food from the earth. And then when the body passes away, it returns to the earth in some form as well. So this physical body is an element of nature in this way. So all impermanent and all also not anyone's ownership any more than the wind is or the water is or something like that. So we can call the experience of the body by a name. It's useful to name ourselves and stuff like that, but actually everything is part of a process of just movement of elements, nature doing its thing in the body. So we can, begin. We'll just feel the body sitting here this way, if you'd like to try it. You can recognize that as we're sitting here, there is a sense of the solidity of the body. So we can feel the sense of the touching the ground. And through that we can feel a sense of the bones, maybe, the bones of the legs, feet, the bones in the skeleton, arms, hands. Maybe we can feel the hardness in the jaw, in the head, the skull. If none of that is too apparent, we can even just touch the teeth, feel the teeth in the mouth. And these are made of minerals from the ground. So this is supported by calcium and minerals that we take in through our food. So this solidity element is considered a way in which the earth element is present in the body. It's the structure of our body. We've grown from babies through taking in food with this element of the earth, different minerals and vitamins, and creates this sense of strength. Kind of the frame of the body. So in this way, we're similar to the trees and the earth, and even similar to these wooden buildings, structure on which everything gets hung. So we can feel the solidity of the ground that we're on, and then also feel the solidity of the body. So in this way, we are made of the earth, born of the earth, and will return to the earth. You can shift to feel the body breathing, wherever it's easiest to notice that. You don't need to strain to feel that, but you could just recognize how the body is constantly breathing in air and then breathing out air. So this has happened since the first moment you were born. It's been a constant thread through your life, and every place that you've lived, every bed you slept in, every school you've been in, every car you've driven, every outfit you've worn, the body keeps breathing in and out. So in this way, our body is completely dependent on the air element. So we're all swimming in the same air. We can feel the air element strongly today as the wind is blowing very strongly. We all have small wind machines as we breathe out and breathe in. So in this way also we're similar to all the other animals that need the air to breathe, also dependent on the air. And we also live in connection with the plants. All the plants are breathing in carbon dioxide, breathing out oxygen. We need them to live. So then we get to breathe in the oxygen, breathe out the carbon dioxide. So we can feel our dependence on the air element. The body needs this air element so much that even if we intentionally try to stop breathing, we'll pass out and fall to the ground and then continue breathing. So we'll keep breathing till our last breath. Always in connection with the air, just like everyone around us. And maybe we can feel the water element, the liquid nature of the body. Often, most obvious, we can feel it in the mouth, the saliva, a wetness in the mouth. Sometimes we can feel it also in the throat or nose. Sometimes you can feel the eyeballs being a little bit wet. So our body is made up 3/4 of water, just like the surface of the planet. And yeah, we can feel the way in which it's kind of squishy in the belly maybe. And we're also completely dependent on water for our survival. Here too, we're part of nature. We have to take in water to keep the body well hydrated. We use the water to clean the body. We drink water. Sometimes we have to put lotion on the skin to keep it moist. And some balm on the lips. So the body is comprised also significantly of this water element. We are also dependent on that. We can see the water outside in the lake or in the rain. We can also feel the water element inside. So in this way also, we're a part of nature. And finally, we can shift to feel the heat element. So you can notice that there's parts of our body that are warmer and parts that are cooler. So it could be that the belly is warmer. Maybe the armpits are warmer. It might be cooler where the skin is exposed on the face and the hands. You might feel the sense of the heat and coolness changing. Maybe it's swirling in the belly. So just as outside there's different patches of heat and coolness, the shade and the sun, and just as the temperature of the air changes from day to night, and from summer to fall to winter, so too does our temperature of our body change all the time. Can feel the heat and the coolness. So our bodies require a certain range of temperature to be okay. That's why we wear jackets and heat the houses and take warm showers, keep ourselves in a range that is comfortable for us. So in this way too, our body is part of nature, subject to change. You can feel the natural elements in this way. Now, in the ancient times, they believed that there was a log in our inside that burned for the course of your life, and you didn't know how long the log will burn. So this log denoted your lifespan. And they said this is why also when babies are born, they're very moist and soft. And then as we get older, the skin starts to get drier and we start to get gray hair. So it's like the ash from the log coming out. So you don't have to literally believe this because they have not found the log in medical operations. But yeah, it's interesting to consider there's a way in which our lifespan is like a candle or a log that's burning. And all of us have some lifespan, but we don't know how long it is. So in this way too, we're just like nature. Like all the trees and plants and animals have a physical lifespan. Take birth and eat, drink during this time we're alive, but eventually pass back to the earth. Eventually the body returns to nature. There's no exception to this. It doesn't matter how much money you get or how famous you get or how good looking you get or anything. This is the Dhamma, the truth of the way things are. It's nature. So if we can recognize this and accept it, then we can live in harmony with it. We don't need to fret about it. We don't need to take particular ownership of the elements. Can care for the body. Can make sure it is comfortable and has clean water, clean air to breathe. But then also we don't need to worry as it takes its natural course. It gets older. So we too are part of nature. Can relax into being part of nature. So you can rest back in awareness now, having recognized all the elements there. And if you like, after this, when you go outside, you could just reflect a little bit to connect with the earth is there and the ground and the rocks, the stones, minerals. Yeah, you could feel that in your bones, in your teeth. You can look at the water of the lake and feel the moistness in your mouth and body. You can feel the wind and connect with the sense of breathing. And then you can see the sun that's out today. Feel the warmth and the sun and the coolness of the shade. And feel the similar heat and coolness and the energy of the body too. So just relaxing and allowing oneself to be part of nature. Doesn't have to be a problem or something to worry about. So just relaxing, recognizing if you're aware, and noticing if there's a gentle effort, not a straining effort.